Unit 10. Text. Do you view work as a burden or an opportunity? Are you the kind of person who looks for ways to save your energy or the kind that finds spending your energy satisfying? Why do people like to complain about work? Find the answers to questions like these in the following essay. Why People Work. Leonard R. Sales.
Jobs and work do much more than most of us realize to provide happiness and contentment. We're all used to thinking that work provides the material things of life, the goods and services that make possible our modern civilization. But we are much less conscious of the extent to which work provides the more intangible, but more crucial, psychological well-being that can make the difference between a full and an empty life. Historically, work has been associated with slavery and sin and punishment. And in our own day, we are used to hearing the traditional complaints. I can't wait for my vacation. I wish I could stay home today. My boss treats me poorly. I've got too much work to do and not enough time to do it. Against this background, it may well come as a surprise to learn that not only psychologists, but other behavioral scientists have come to accept the positive contribution of work to the individual's happiness and sense of personal achievement. Work is more than a necessity for most human beings. It is the focus of their lives, the source of their identity and creativity. Rather than a punishment or a burden, work is the opportunity to realize one's potential. Many psychiatrists heading mental health clinics have observed its healing effect. A good many patients who feel depressed in clinics gain renewed self-confidence when gainfully employed and lose some, if not all, of their most acute symptoms. Increasingly, institutions dealing with mental health problems are establishing workshops wherein those too sick to get a job in outside industry can work, while every effort is exerted to arrange real jobs for those well enough to work outside. And the reverse is true, too. For large numbers of people, the absence of work is harmful to their health. Retirement often brings many problems surrounding the "what do I do with myself" question, even though there may be no financial cares. Large numbers of people regularly get headaches and other illnesses on weekends when they don't have their jobs to go to and must fend for themselves. It has been observed that unemployment, quite aside from exerting financial pressures, brings enormous psychological troubles, and that many individuals deteriorate rapidly when jobless. But why? Why should work be such a significant source of human satisfaction? A good share of the answer rests in the kind of pride that is stimulated by the job, by the activity of accomplishing. Pride in accomplishment. The human being longs for a sense of being accomplished, of being able to do things with his hand, with his mind, with his will. Each of us wants to feel he or she has the ability to do something that is meaningful and that serves as a tribute to our inherent abilities. It is easiest to see this in the craftsman who lovingly shapes some cheap material into an object that may be either useful or beautiful or both. You can see the carpenter or bricklayer stand aside and admire the product of his personal skill. But even where there is no obvious end product that is solely attributable to one person's skill, researchers have found that employees find pride in accomplishment. Our own research in hospitals suggests that even the housekeeping and laundry staffs take pride in the fact that in their own ways they are helping to cure sick people and thus accomplishing a good deal. We're often misled by the complaints surrounding difficult work. Deep down, most people regard their own capacity to conquer the tough job as the mark of their own unique personality. Complaining is just part of working. After all, how else do you know who you are except as you can demonstrate the ability of your mind to control your limbs and hands and words? You are, in significant measure, what you can do. Some are deceived into thinking that people like to store up energy, to rest and save themselves as much as possible. Just the opposite. It is energy expenditure that is satisfying. Just watch an employee who must deal with countless other people because his or her job is at some central point in a communications network. A salesman at a busy counter, a stockbroker on the phone, a customer representative. They will tell you how much skill and experience it takes to answer countless questions and handle various kinds of personalities every hour of the day. Not everyone can interact with such persistence and over long hours, but those who do pride themselves on a distinctive ability that contributes mightily to the running of the organization. But work is more than accomplishment and pride in being able to command the job, because except for a few craftsmen and artists, most work takes place out in the world, with and through other people. Esprit de corps. Perhaps an example will make the point. I remember viewing a half dozen men in a chair factory whose job it was to bend several pieces of steel and attach them so that a folding chair would result. While there were 10 or 12 of these teams that worked together, one in particular was known for its perfect coordination and lightning-like efforts. The men knew they were good. They would work in spurts for 20 or 30 minutes before taking a break to show themselves, bystanders, and other groups what it was to be superbly skilled and self-controlled to be the best in the factory. When I talked with them, each expressed enormous pride in being a part of the fastest, best team, and this sense of belonging to an accomplished work group is one of the distinctive satisfactions of the world of work. One further word about work group satisfactions. Unlike many other aspects of life, relationships among people at work tend to be simpler, less complicated, somewhat less emotional. This is not to say there aren't arguments and jealousies, but on the whole, behavioral research discloses that human relations at work are just easier, perhaps because they are more regular and predictable, and thus simpler to adjust to than the sporadic, the more intense and less regular relationships in the community. And the work group also gently pressures its members to learn how to adjust to one another so that the rough edges are worked off, because people know they must do certain things with and through one another each day. Beyond the team and the work group, there is the organization, whether it be company or hospital or university. The same pride in being part of a well-coordinated, successful unit is derived from being part of a larger collectivity. Working for a company that is thought of as being one of the best in the community can provide employees with both status and self-confidence. They assume, usually with good reason, that others regard them more highly, even envy them, and that they are more competent than the average because of this association with a winner, a prestigious institution. We in truth bask in the reflected glory of the institution, and we seek ways of asserting our membership so that others will know and can recognize our good fortune.
New words.
Contentment. Civilization. Intangible. Crucial. Psychological. Historically. Associate. Slavery. Sin. Punishment. Complaint. Behavioral. Contribution. Necessity. Focus. Creativity. Clinic. Heal. Depressed. Depress. Renew. Gainfully. Acute. Symptom. Institution. Workshop. Wherein. Exert. Reverse. Absence. Harmful. Retirement. Financial. Weekend. Fend. Unemployment. Significant. Significance. Satisfaction. Satisfactory. Accomplished. tribute, inherent, craftsman, bricklayer, attributable, attribute, housekeeping, staff, capacity, tough, unique, limb, opposite, countless, broker, stockbroker, representative, interact, persistence, persist, distinctive, mightily, esprit de corps, coordination, coordinate, lightning, bystander, superbly, aspect, relationship, disclose, sporadic, collectivity, collective, status, envy, winner, prestigious, bask, reflect, assert, membership.
Phrases and expressions.
Associate with, rather than, fend for oneself, aside from, long for, take pride in, store up, pride oneself on, make the point, make one's point, in particular, at work, on the whole, work off.